USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of severe weather, this time targeting, among other states, Kansas, especially in the Kansas City metro area, where a massive twister appeared to be at least a mile wide. Zach Taylor is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
There's been considerable damage in and around the Kansas City metro, potential tornado. And then additionally, we're looking at a pretty large area of flash flooding across eastern Kansas through northern Missouri, southern Iowa, now moving into Illinois. And so as this whole storm system tracks east, that threat will kind of shift toward the mid-Atlantic.
He was speaking to Fox News. Luckily, no fatalities reported from this latest severe weather. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says if given the chance, he will push through a confirmation vote for a Supreme Court justice in 2020. In 2016, he refused to do so, saying it was an election year. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Louisiana House lawmakers set to vote on a bill as early as today to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat's detected. Republican State Senator Ryan Gatty supports it.
We should look at when the heart starts beating to determine when life starts.
The bill doesn't outline exceptions for victims of rape or incest. It would only take effect in Louisiana should it be implemented in other states following legal challenges. The Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards has said he would sign the bill. Last week, Missouri's Republican governor signed a law making abortions illegal after 8 weeks of pregnancy, and Planned Parenthood is suing the state of Missouri to keep the only abortion clinic in the state from closing when its license expires on Friday. Republican Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan defending his claim that President Trump has engaged in impeachable conduct. He said at a town hall meeting last night that Congress needs to do its job and not allow misconduct to go undeterred. Remember, we're online. Find us at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential candidate and Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is laying out his plan for mental health coverage. He says it would increase mental health screenings for active duty military personnel and veterans. The plan that Moulton detailed yesterday is personal for him, as he has struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder after 4 deployments as a combat Marine. After increasing for the last 20 years, the Centers for Disease Control is reporting a decline in new cases of diabetes. John Clemens has more.
Researchers at the CDC report new cases of diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. decreased by 35% since a peak in 2009. The report is being described as the first sign that efforts to stop the nation's epidemic of diabetes have been working. New cases have declined from 1.7 million per year in 2008 to 1.3 million new cases in 2017. The number of people living with diagnosed diabetes in the U.S. has remained stable during the past 8 years.
The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth, Massachusetts is expected to shut down for good on Friday. It's produced nuclear power for about 5 decades. And Game of Thrones star Kit Harington is in rehab for stress and alcohol use. The actor checking into the treatment center a few weeks ago in Connecticut ahead of the Game of Thrones series finale. The Game of Thrones wrapping up its 8th and final season earlier this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.